Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Sanjay Mattu. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to launch development projects worth around 6,100 crore rupees from Varanasi this afternoon. Government to set up a committee to address stark disparity between farm-grade prices and retail costs of horticulture produce. Central Railway to run 570 special trains from various places in Maharashtra to clear heavy rush of passengers during Diwali and Chhath Puja festivals. United Nations Human Rights Committee raises serious concern over religious intolerance, forced kidnappings and conversion of Hindu and Christian girls and curbs on media in Pakistan. And in cricket, New Zealand to face South Africa in the final of Women's T20 World Cup in Dubai this evening. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit his parliamentary constituency Varanasi today and launch projects worth around 6,100 crore rupees. He will reach Kashi at around 2 p.m. and will inaugurate the R.J. Sankara Eye Hospital. Thereafter, at around 4:15 p.m, he'll inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects at Sigra Stadium in Varanasi. Our correspondent has filed this report.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the R.J. Sankara Eye Hospital. The hospital will offer comprehensive consultations and treatments for various eye conditions. Prime Minister will also address the gathering on the occasion. In line with his commitment to boost connectivity, Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone for expansion of airport runway and construction of a new terminal building and allied works of Lal Bahadur Shastri International Stadium Varanasi, worth around Rs. 2870 crores. He will also lay the foundation stone of new civil enclave at Agra, Darbhanga and Bagdogra airports and will inaugurate new terminal buildings of Rewa Airport, Ma Mahamaya Airport Ambikapur and Sarsawa Airport virtually. Prime Minister will inaugurate Phase 2 and 3 of redevelopment of Varanasi Sports Complex worth over Rs. 210 crores under Khelo India scheme and the Smart City Mission. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashvani News, Varanasi.
The project at Sigra Stadium, which will be inaugurated by Mr. Modi today, aims to create a state-of-the-art sports complex featuring a National Centre of Excellence, players' hostels, sports science centre, practice fields for various sports, indoor shooting ranges and combat sports arenas, among others. Talking to Akashvani News, Lalit Upadhyay, the star hockey player and member of India's medal-winning squad at the Paris Olympics, said that the efforts of the state and central governments are going to boost sports in the Purvanchal region.
जो भी खेलों के लिए बेहतर हो सकता है माननीय प्रधानमंत्री जी उसको अग्रसर रूप से आगे करवा रहे हैं और बनारस काशी की बात करें तो जो इतनी बड़ी सौगात बनारस के खिलाड़ियों को दे रहे हैं उसका सारे खिलाड़ी ज्यादा से ज्यादा फायदा उठा के अपने परफॉर्मेंस को और बेहतर बनाएंगे जिससे आगे चल के अच्छे खिलाड़ी देश को मेडल लाने वाले वहां से निकलेंगे.
The Prime Minister will inaugurate the newly built Rewa Airport in Madhya Pradesh through video conferencing today. More from our correspondent.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will virtually inaugurate Rewa Airport. Rewa is the sixth airport of the state. Rewa Airport has been built at a cost of Rs. 450 crore. Built on 102 hectares of land, this airport is in accordance with the needs for up to 50 years. Its runway is 30 meters wide and 800 meters long. Aircraft like ATR-72 can be operated from this airport. With the start of flights at Rewa Airport, more than 65 lakh people of the state will benefit. This airport will prove to be a game changer for the entire Vindhya region. This will also promote investment along with the tourism in Rewa region. Sanjeev Sharma, Akashvani News, Bhopal.
Mr. Modi will virtually inaugurate the Ma Mahamaya Airport in Ambikapur, Chhattisgarh today. More from our correspondent.
Ma Mahamaya Airport, located in the tribal-dominated Sarguja region of Chhattisgarh, marks a significant milestone. Its commencement fulfills a long-standing demand of the local population. Enhanced transportation facilities in Sarguja division will boost commercial activities, tourism, and create job opportunities. This airport turns the vision of air connectivity in the region into a reality. Vikalp Shukla, Akashvani News, Raipur.
Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said that the government will establish a committee to address the stark disparity between farm gate prices and retail costs of horticulture produce. Addressing an agricultural conference in New Delhi, he said, while farmers sell vegetables at 5 rupees a kilo, consumers end up paying 50 rupees, and this gulf needs to narrow.
हमने एक अधिकारियों की कमेटी हमने बनाने का फैसला किया है कि जो उत्पादक किसान हैं और उपभोक्ता को जिस रेट पे मिलता है तो कई बार वो गैप बहुत लंबा है और वो इसलिए भी होता है कि ट्रांसपोर्टेशन का खर्चा भी लगता है उसके वैलिड कारण भी है कई और बीच में इतनी एजेंसीज हो जाती है कि एक खरीदता है फिर वो दूसरे को देता है दूसरा तीसरे को देता है कैसे इस अंतर को कम किया जाए ताकि उत्पादक किसान को हम ज्यादा दाम दिला सके वर्टिकल जाइए क्योंकि जो खराब होती है फसलें उन्हीं पे ये दिक्कत होती है किसान ज्यादा होल्ड नहीं कर सकता इसलिए हम लोग उस पे गंभीरतापूर्वक विचार करके क्या कर सकते हैं वो करें.
Mr. Chauhan also unveiled plans to launch the Krishi Chaupal next month, an initiative aimed at bridging the lab-to-land gap in agricultural research. To cater to the heavy rush of passengers travelling to northern and eastern states due to the ensuing festivals of Diwali and Chhath Puja, Central Railway has announced a total of 570 special services from various places of Maharashtra, including Mumbai, Pune and Nagpur. Out of the 570 festival special train services, 108 services are being operated by Central Railway for passengers travelling to Latur, Savantwadi Road, Nagpur, Pune, Kolhapur, Nanded and other places in Maharashtra. These trains include AC specials, trains with mixed combination of AC, sleeper and general coaches, and also unreserved specials. For northbound passengers, the Central Railway is running 378 trips to various places like Danapur, Gorakhpur, Chhapra, Banaras, Samastipur, Asansol, Agartala, Santragachi and other places en route. We spoke to Central Railway Chief Public Relations Officer Swapnil Neela.
मध्य रेलवे ने दिवाली और छठ के लिए 570 स्पेशल ट्रेनों की बात की ये सारी ट्रेनें जो हैं मुंबई पुणे नागपुर इन सभी जगहों से चलाएंगे नॉर्थ इंडिया के लिए 378 ट्रेन निकल रही है इनमें मुख्यत्व करके दिवाली और छठ दोनों के लिए किया गया है जो दानापुर गोरखपुर छपरा बनारस समस्तीपुर आसनसोल अगरतला संतरागाछी इन सारी जगहों पे चलेगी और न कि सिर्फ जाने वाले यात्रियों के लिए बट हमने वापिस आने वाले जो यात्री है उनका भी ख्याल रखा है.
दिस इज आकाशवाणी गिविंग यू द न्यूज. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle @AIRNewsAlerts and log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. A detailed report by the United Nations Human Rights Committee has raised serious concerns over the spread of religious intolerance, forced kidnappings and conversion of Hindu and Christian minority girls and curbs on media and freedom of expression in Pakistan. The UN committee also raised questions over the Pakistan government's inability to tackle the dangerously increasing number of attacks and threats on Shia Muslims, Christians, Ahmadis, Hindus and Sikhs. The first ever international marathon was held at Srinagar in the Kashmir Valley today. More from our correspondent.
In a landmark and the first ever international event in the Kashmir Valley, Kashmir Marathon was flagged up by Chief Minister Umar Abdullah this morning at 6:15 a.m. from Polo View, Srinagar. The marathon marks a significant moment for the region since it witnesses the participation of about 2,000 athletes, including 59 international athletes. Bollywood actor Sunil Shetty is also participating in the marathon. Athletes in the marathon will run 42 kilometers full marathon and 21 kilometers half marathon. This is Sunil Kohl for Akashwani News from Srinagar.
Today is the International Day of the Air Traffic Controller or ATC. The first time the day was celebrated was on the 20th of October in 2012, and after that it is celebrated on the 20th of October every year to salute the unsung heroes of the aviation industry who ensure people's air travel is safe and efficient. These officers juggle thousands of flights daily, coordinating everything from takeoff to landing. Their efforts to keep the skies safe, making them vital to both public safety and the country's economy. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, Joint General Manager of Air Traffic Management, Airports Authority of India, A.K. Srivastav, highlighted that IGI Airport Delhi is among the top 10 airports in the world. He added that the airport has four runways and manages smooth arrival and departures of nearly 1,400 flights daily because of its efficient traffic controlling staff.
हमारे पास चार रनवे हैं। वर्ल्ड रैंकिंग में आईजीआई एयरपोर्ट टॉप 10 एयरपोर्ट्स के अंदर आता है। हम यहां से लगातार करीब करीब 1400 अराइवल्स और डिपार्चर्स पर डे बिना किसी डिले के हैंडल करते हैं।
Union Minister for Education Dharmendra Pradhan will be on a 7-day visit to Singapore and Australia beginning today. The visit is expected to foster collaboration, participation and synergy in critical areas of mutual interest in education. On the first leg of his 2-day visit to Singapore, Mr. Pradhan will address members of the Indian diaspora today. Mr. Pradhan will meet the Prime Minister of Singapore, Lawrence Wong, and Deputy Prime Minister Gan Kim Yong and other senior leaders tomorrow. In order to strengthen India-Russia business ties, the Embassy of India in Moscow hosted an India-Russia business-to-business networking dinner for Indian delegates of the BRICS Business Forum. Indian Ambassador to Russia, Vinay Kumar, met with over 80 industry leaders from India and Russia, exploring trade and investment potential and strategic partnerships. The BRICS business-to-business engagement is conducted through the BRICS Business Council and the BRICS Women Business Alliance. The BRICS Business Forum concluded in Moscow was attended by the business leaders from Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, Egypt, Iran, UAE and Ethiopia. Now we have a sports roundup.
In hockey, the Indian junior men's team kicked off the Sultan of Johor Cup campaign in style with a commanding 4-2 victory over Japan in Malaysia yesterday. The victory also marked a significant milestone for Olympian P.R. Srijesh, who made a successful debut as coach of the Indian junior men's team. India will next take on Great Britain this afternoon. The match will start at 1:35 p.m. IST. In Women's T20 Cricket World Cup, New Zealand will take on South Africa in the summit clash in Dubai this evening. South Africa entered the final after defeating Australia in the semi-final, ending Australia's hopes of winning their fourth T20 World Cup in a row. While New Zealand won a thrilling semi-final against the West Indies, the match will start at 7:30 p.m. IST. In men's cricket, New Zealand will resume their second innings against India this morning on the fifth day of the opening test in Bengaluru. With 10 wickets in hand and one day to spare, New Zealand need just 107 runs to win the match. Earlier, India were all out for 462 runs in their second innings yesterday. Vishnu P.S., Akashwani News, Delhi.
A high-level inter-ministerial central team will reach Patna today on a 3-day visit to Bihar to assess the damages caused by the recent floods. Joint Secretary of Ministry of Home Affairs, G. Parthasarathy, is heading the 7-member team. The State Disaster Management Minister, Santosh Kumar Suman, informed that the team will make a field visit to the affected areas on the 20th and 21st of October and will hold meetings with state officials on the 22nd of October. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Saira Mujtaba.
Thank you, Sanjay. The release of the first list of candidates for the Jharkhand Assembly elections by different parties is prominently noticed on the front pages. Congress-JMM split 70 of 81 Jharkhand seats, RJD Act, reports the Asian Age. The Times of India observes, Champai Soren, Babulal Marandi in BJP's first list. The resolution passed by the Jammu and Kashmir Cabinet regarding statehood is also widely covered on the front pages. The Indian Express writes, LG puts stamp of approval on Umar government's resolution seeking statehood. On the escalation in bomb threats to Indian flights, the Hindu reports, 20 bomb threats in a day, regulator meets airline CEOs. And finally, the statesman takes note of a decision which will be beneficial for the common man. The paper writes, GST on term life insurance premiums, senior citizens' health cover may be exempted. And with that, it's back to you, Sanjay.
Thank you, Sarah. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to launch development projects worth around 6,100 crore rupees from Varanasi this afternoon. Government to set up a committee to address stark disparity between farm gate prices and retail costs of horticulture produce. Central Railway to run 570 special trains from various places in Maharashtra to clear heavy rush of passengers during Diwali and Chhath Puja festivals. United Nations Human Rights Committee raises serious concern over religious intolerance, forced kidnappings and conversion of Hindu and Christian girls and curbs on media in Pakistan. And in cricket, New Zealand to face South Africa in the final of Women's T20 World Cup in Dubai this evening. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.